WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, lots of TV to watch, as I do, anything to escape reality. First, the Emmys, eh, or meh, or what the. Supposedly in a tent that looked odd, the tables spread apart with maskless nominees and one guest, very weird feeling. Cedric did okay, the opening number a tad silly, a few comedy sketches the same. The new format, someone read the nominees and another person came to announce the winners. Why? I really haven't seen lots of those shows, Ted Lasso, Wanda. I did see The Crown, of course. The English group seemed cooler than we. All in all, a little too insular, self-congratulating, and now I'll get in trouble, a tad too PC for me, and I'm a liberal. There are now names for categories that are not derogatory, of course, but vague and overarchingly cute and uninformative. And no, I won't give an example, as I was yelled at virtually on Facebook for asking what one meant, but you know what I mean. I was really looking forward to the Ken Burns ultimate chapter many documentary on Muhammad Ali. I watched with much disappointment and some sadness. First of all, he's a boxer, duh, yeah, we know. But do we have to see each brutal bout, all of them merciless, round after round after round? Oh, no, please. I hadn't realized the amount of hatred he had stirred up, but he made the shift by nature of his personality, looks, and alleged good deeds to beloved, much more divisive and negative than I had recalled, though. Sad, of course, the way it ended with his Parkinson's, many, many affairs, many, many wives, total inability to communicate, which he loved to do. It was really an indictment of the whole boxing world, if you ask me, but you didn't. The impeachment episode of American Horror Story, it sure is the latter. Again, Ryan Murphy's classless, cheesy, melodramatic style creeped me out. And again, I watched, I don't know why, and the prosthetics rule. The nose on Clive Owens playing Bill Clinton looks like a piece of cabbage stuck on his face. That poor thing Paula Jones looks exactly right, unfortunately. But again, the whole thing with this hapless actress playing Monica, who cast her as herself, well, never mind. She did it all to get back at Linda Tripp, and I don't blame her. She betrayed her. What a beast. But the opening this week with Matt Drudge, dark lighting, ridiculous attempt at comedy, strange music, Ann Coulter, oh, please. The news about the lovely young woman who was obviously murdered, and I guess, well, it seems by the monster fiancé, that is truly gripping, but just awful. And now I see Nancy Grace, as usual, jumping on the bandwagon with vitriol, but I agree with her this time. Why on earth would those moron police in Florida not be watching the jerk from the minute he came home with her? And then his parents? Oh, no. Listen, stop looking for him in the bio. It's a waste of time and money. He's long gone. Awful, gruesome, true life crime story for the ages. I think I'll turn off the TV now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.